嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， Welcome back to the show。 今天呢，潘吉 Jenny 告诉你要跟你说说年关年底的时候非常频繁发生的一件事儿，请客。
Okay, so, oh, by the way, I'm Adam,and today we're talking about, well, because it's the end of the year, a lot of people are going to be treating their friends, their family, their co-workers to dinner.
就是会 treat them to dinner or lunch or drinks,
or,
对不对
or coffee.
你刚刚用 treat 这个词，那除了 treat 呢，我们还有其他更多的说法来表达，我买单，我请客，我很大方。
Sounds like a song.
I know, you can make it into a song, right? 好，今天就跟我们一起学起来吧。那如果你想让自己的学习效果更好呢，可以到我们的微信公众号，我们有一个相配套的文字推送。我们的公众号就是开言英语，开放的开，语言的言。关注了之后呢，你就会看到今天的文字和其他所有节目的文字版本。OK, 那前面也说了，现在就是对中国人来说是年底嘛，因为我们 ChineseNew Year 还没有到，对不对？这个时候大家的社交生活、社交日历都很繁忙。
So we could say that everybody has a pretty busy social life.
Yeah, or you have a pretty busy social calendar, right? 这个时候呢，就有很多吃吃喝喝。英语里面也有吃吃喝喝这个。
Kind of, it's a little bit different. If you wine and dine, that's kind of more like a verb, something that you do to a person. You wine and dine them.
比如你请他们吃饭喝酒
Right, but it's usually not because you're very generous, as you mentioned before. It's because you want something.
Oh, okay, 所以 wine 就是酒，但这里是个动词，然后 dine, 就 dinner 那个
dinner.
To dine, 吃的意思。Wine and dine someone, 就是我们说的那种应酬，是不是？可能是工作上一些需要啊。但如果朋友这种 I don't want to get anything from them other than happiness, 就是、
right.
让大家开心
Yeah, so you probably wouldn't use wine and dine in that situation, but fortunately we have lots of other words you can use.
比如说
Well, we already said treat, that's a good one.
好那请客我们在下面讲这个时候除了吃吃喝喝嘛公司会请员工啊就是有那种很大型的年会、年会就是应该是 annual 什么什么东西吧
Right, so annual meeting, party, dinner, choose your word.
但我们的年会通常都有饭吃啊这才是年会的 point. 因为公司一个 annual meeting, 大家看几张 PPT 就走了我觉得员工会很不爽。
It makes me think like Warren Buffett or something, maybe his annual...
Investor meeting, right?
Right, yeah.
But hey, they've got dividends, they've got money.
Right, right. I'm sure even the worst meal, Warren Buffett's company, is probably a very good meal.
好，那这个时候如果你想请朋友、请客户、请同事出去，有一个很口语的说法就是 you take them out, right?
Yeah, I want to take you out for drinks, take you out for dinner.
如果你跟一个人说你要 take them out for dinner 什么的 is it implied that you will be paying? 是你请客?
Yes, absolutely, 100%. I am taking you out.
那这个时候呢就是 it's my treat.
My treat, yeah.
好那现在我们就来说请客的不同说法啊。除了 take someone out 以外我觉得更 specific 而且更加 clear 的就是更清楚的就是说 I'm treating, or it's my treat.
Well, I can top that, Jenny. There's one that's even clearer, even more direct.
是什么?
I'm paying.
对就我来付钱的是吗 I'm paying 啊I'm paying 这个你在邀请别人的时候就
This kind of sounds more like when the bill actually comes. If it's actually like when you're inviting someone, I might say I'm buying.
Okay.
Like how about let's go for drinks, I'm buying.
Okay, 好就是邀请别人的时候说 I'm paying 就
It's okay, but it's just, it, you know, like,
怪,
well, you, hey, come to drinks, I'm paying, whereas I'm buying, it just sounds a bit more casual.
对对对,好,那前面那个 I'm treating 呢? It's my treat.
It's my treat, yeah.
就是邀请别人的时候也可以说。
Yeah, I mean, it makes more sense when we're talking about treat, like, if I went home and told my family, like, oh, you know, my boss treated us to dinner today.
Yeah.
Or we would say it was her treat. But that's not something you would say. Hey guys, I'm treating you to dinner. Because you can't say it's a treat. That's very arrogant.
Oh, okay. 所以邀请别人的时候也不太能用 treat,、mm. 也不能说 it's my treat.
That's like, it's my treat, it's fine.
Oh, it's my treat,、mm. 是 fine. Okay. 好，那 treating, paying, buying 都说完了啊。接下来还有一个很口语的呢，就是用到英语里一个我觉得特别versatile 的动词、
mm, of course we're talking about get
对 G-E-T get
get
这是什么情况都能用好像
yeah every single situation we say get
get 有好多不同的意思对吧
right so in this case what you are getting is you are getting the bill
就是账单就我来买单、mm. 啊、
right
那这个是不是也是吃好了就是说服务员买单然后这个时候你可以说 I'll get this one.
Yeah, so over Christmas、with my dad, this was the most common back and forth expression we had. Dad, I'll get this one. Oh, no, 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 I'll get this one. No, I'll get this one. Oh, you got the last one, I'll get this one.
所以你跟你爸爸也像就是咱们觉得这个抢买单是很中国的一个
No.
没有吗外国人也会这样
Well, especially in family.
家里人、mm. 因为大家都很体谅彼此、mm. 就觉得不要让 each other spend too much money, right?
right?
好 I'll get this one.、除了你用 this one 这个很 vague, 很模糊的词啊你也可以很具体比如说 I'll get lunch,、
mm.
I'll get dinner.
Yeah, well, a lot of times just to be fair or to keep things equal, I might say like, I'll tell you what, I'll get the drinks and you get dinner.、Mm. Or you get dinner, I'll get the drinks.
对就是嗯，大家这样分一分是吧、嗯？好，那最后我们要说的一个很口语的请客的说法呢，是用一个介词，一个 preposition。
The preposition we are talking about here is on.
On,、
嗯、
O-N,
嗯,
嗯，可以怎么用呢
？The dog is on the floor.
不是，就请客的时候可以。
It's on me.
啊。It's on me,、
mm.
就是我来买单、
right.
请客。
Right, but of course this can be used in other situations like、it's on the company.
Okay, 公司请客、
mm.
It's on the boss, 老板请。
It's on the boss, yeah.
然后你也可以很具体的说比如、dinner is on me.
Dinner is on me. And again, like I said before, I often say things like, you know, how about、dinner on me and drinks on you?
Okay, 这样也可以。Everything on the boss. 都是老板请。你刚刚说的就是、drinks are on me,、
right.
dinner's on you, 这个 is to make it fair, right?
right?
就公平一点嘛、双方都出钱。那如果要最公平的就是大家 AA 了。
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
对就是、那 AA 各付各的首先英文里面没有这个说法。Right?
Well, we just have AA, which means...If you're like, if you drink too much, you have to go to
戒酒组织叫 AA,
right, AA. So, but that's all that AA means to us. So if you were eating with someone, especially drinking wine too, and you said like, let's AA, then it might sound really strange.
我们现在去戒酒的意思。对，因为它这两个 I can never remember what these two letters stand for,、mm. 就是很理科很数学的一个概念、
mm.
对。就大家在评论里可以告诉我、
yeah.
因为反正英语里不说那 what about go Dutch
go Dutch well I mean it depends if you want to make fun of the Dutch people as I like to do then what a great expression you have here
但我也听过外国人 native speakers 说 go Dutch
yeah
but it is 就是怎么说可能有点过时
maybe I mean like growing up I knew a lot of Dutch people and they had this reputation of being very very cheapBut maybe that's changing. Maybe a new generation of Dutch people is very generous.
那好，你们又不说 AA， 又不说 Go Dutch， 你们说什么呢
？Split the bill.
哦，就分开付，分摊这个 bill， 是不是 ？Split 就是分一分的意思。
Right.
哎，其实，在国外 ，split the bill， 嗯，到很多饭店，比如我们几个朋友一起去，然后你买单的时候，服务员都会问你。Like together or separate?
Or separate.
对，就是我是一个个收你们钱，还是就某一个人买，是吧？
Right.
所以其实你是可以五个人去吃饭，然后每个人给一张信用卡。
Yeah.
但这个服务员不会觉得你很麻烦吗？
I think she'll probably get a bigger tip. Or maybe. I don't know how it works, but, I mean, they have systems, computer systems. They can break it up very easily, split it up very easily.
对,就是 it really depends on the restaurant system.
Yeah.
因为有些比较老的那种 restaurant, 可能它的 system, it doesn't split the bill that easily.
Right, yeah.
So they have to calculate it for you. 然后他们就很讨厌你要 split the bill,
这
件事。好的,那还有一种 I would say I really like this type of splitting.
Oh yeah.
It's not just splitting the bill. It kind of splits the chore of cooking.
Oh, are you talking about potluck?
对的、
oh.
就是大家聚餐然后每个人带一样吃的东西、
mm. Right, so that's probably not going to happen at a restaurant. That's probably going to be at someone's home、
oh, right.
But yeah, it's fun.
It's called a potluck.
Potluck or potluck dinner.
对 pot 就是 P-O-T 就是那个 hot pot
Oh, hot pot.
锅子对吧、Luck 就是好运、那就祝大家年底了每个人都有好运可以拿到一个 big bonus、然后公司或者老板可以请你吃大餐、好感谢大家收听我们今天的节目那除了咱们的双语脱口秀呢如果你想在新年里面英语有更大的进步Do check out our member lessons, 就是去看一下我们的会员课程库因为它是更系统的一个方法帮你更好的学习英语。那今年呢我们在新的一年已经推出了很多的革新比如说有短音频的 Light 课程啊有很多外刊的这个报道帮你学英语。然后呢还有最近刚刚推出的 video 视频课也谢谢所有会员们对我们的支持在新的一年里我们会更加努力但是价格我们维持不变学习一年只要618 Okay, thank you for listening and we'll see you next time 再见
Bye guys, may all your pots be lucky